Welcome back to another episode of Keep Talking. This is your host, Sarah, and this is spooky month, so I had to make a ghost appearance because I've been gone for quite a long time on this podcast. So hopefully this isn't scary too much for me to pop back up again. Anyways, I know that's kind of cheesy, but what I want to talk about today could be something kind of scary to some of you. I have been off of social media for an entire month. And when I talk about being off of social media, I'm not talking about deleting the apps or being logged out of my accounts, you know, being able to log in on the computer or just reactivating them, you know, in a week or so. I'm talking about fully deleted accounts, no longer accessible, all data erased. And I never had Facebook, so I'm specifically talking about Instagram, TikTok, Snapchat. I did not have Twitter at any time either, whatever it's called now, all the other stuff. Those are the ones that I got rid of. Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok. So this is why I felt the need to discuss this in a month that is all about the spooky and scary things, because this honestly does scare a lot of people. And I've really realized that more than ever, having deleted them, because the more people I told, the more shocked they seemed. And I feel like the biggest question was why? Why would you delete them? First of all, I want to ask you, why not? Why would you not delete them? I mean, you see all the negative studies that they are constantly doing about what social media does for mental health and, you know, just all the misinformation and things on there. So why not? I didn't have a particularly pinpoint reason of why I wanted to get rid of them, other than I did feel called to get rid of them after hearing a few sermons about it, where it was just mentioned. It wasn't even the full topic, but it was just brought up. And by the way, I'm not doing an ad for this episode because this is some serious business and I just want to get back to talking to you guys. So this is just a conversation between you and me. And if you haven't been listening to this podcast before, that's pretty much the premise is, you know, we're going to keep talking about things that are going on that inspire me and want to and lead me to want to talk about it with you. So here we are. But I didn't really have a specific reason for wanting to delete it other than it had just been on my mind for a while. But looking back, I definitely had signs that it was inevitable for me to delete them. And one thing that seems kind of weird is because I have used those as tools. I feel like, you know, I've definitely been in the hole of being trapped where I want to be on them for too long or care too much about what I'm specifically posting and things. But for the most part, I've been just using them as a tool for marketing or connecting with people, you know, networking on there more than just social interaction. But for deleting these, I had already unfollowed so many people. I never really followed a ton, but I had already unfollowed and removed followers, specifically on Instagram, someone Snapchat too. But basically I was just cleaning up all of my social media so that I was only taking in just a very small amount of information. And even that, even saying that, is a small amount of information on social media possible? No, not really. And even those people that I did keep on my follower and following list, I mean, I really don't care about most of them. Let's be honest. Neither do all of you. Especially if you're following people like influencers. Your life would not change one bit if you did not have an influencer to see every single day. But basically, I wanted to jump into discussing almost the phases of deleting social media. This is something that I've been keeping up with since doing it. And that was the biggest piece of what I wanted to share, was my experience of going through this. And I had even looked up to see podcasts or YouTube videos from other people about what they might have to say about deleting social media. And one thing I could not find people that had fully deleted it. I found a lot of people that have taken breaks, but I couldn't really find too many people that were sharing experiences of totally deleting it, or maybe they just deleted it for a year and then redid their accounts and just started from scratch, which I do not plan on doing. I'm totally okay. You can call me out on this years from now if I have changed my mind, but I am totally okay with not having it at all. And when I'm talking about the phases of going through this, I feel like it's almost similar to the phases of grief. I have other podcasts where we've kind of talked about grief as well, you know, grief of relationships, not just romantic relationships. But I could see how people could go through similar feelings and phases with deleting social media, because it almost is a relationship with you. And I've had a discussion about this with Chappie, who's actually been a guest on here before, and he and I may have to discuss this at some point, but we had a conversation about something he had read in Psychology Today, I believe, and discussed, you know, social media makes your brain switch to more of the emotional side of your brain that you're using. And the reason that I found that so interesting when we discussed it is because I realized that there was times that I would go onto social media to just look or watch something for a couple minutes, just because I knew, like, oh, I just kind of need something funny to get my mind off this right now. And I think that is why we mindlessly scroll on things a lot, is just because we almost want it as a distraction. And so at that point, you're using social media to kind of regulate your emotions. And thinking about it like that, that is actually kind of scary that there's so many of us using it that way, mostly unknowingly too. So I would say that the first phase is almost a FOMO, and that one does feel the most like grief. I mean, for me, the first 24 hours of it was pretty rough, and I will say there was maybe some hormones involved there, but I could still see it being pretty bad. And I'm speaking from somebody that my Instagram average time on it was 11 minutes. TikTok might be a little higher some days not at all, but I'm talking about somebody, I used social media very little, actually. And for people that are on it for hours a day, I think that your reaction and response to deleting it would be a whole lot more intense. So that's something I do want to say, is that you're probably going to have to prepare yourself to kind of go through some things mentally if you decide to delete yours. And I don't want to use this episode to say everyone should delete it, that I highly recommend it. It has been excellent for me, but I do think that there are some times when you might not want to delete it, and I would suggest maybe not deleting it, and we'll get to that at the end. But I think in the beginning, it is a lot of FOMO, because you start thinking about, well, what am I going to miss out on? You're not going to know what your friends are doing. Well, maybe they're not really your friends if you only communicate on social media. I mean, if it's your actual friends, can't you just text or call them and catch up, or see them in person and share photos like that, or over text or something? So there's really not a whole lot of missing out on things if it's actually people that you have a real connection with. And then I think there might also be some regret that you feel, and that's kind of where it ties into grief with, you know, some regret and anxiety. It's almost a loss in direction, because you've been used to doing something for years now, especially people younger than myself, because they've grown up on it even more than some of us did. And so it's just kind of a confusion of what you do now. I think that was a big reason for why I heard other people saying that they didn't think that they could do it, because what are they going to fill their time with? And for one thing, there are plenty of movies and shows to watch now, so I really don't think if you're worried about minimizing screen time, or losing screen time and you want to still have entertainment, there are plenty of other forms. So I wouldn't worry about that too much. But I do want to just make you aware that you're going to have to wrestle with the loss of this. And that is one of the things that just really makes it so scary, is that you're going to have to come to terms with the fact that these things do have a hold on you. And that's kind of hard for us to admit. And even if you're like me and you think that you have a pretty good control on it, it was pretty bad for 24 hours. So I just want to make you aware. But the second phase, I would say, is kind of an acceptance. And for me, that did come on the second day of not having it. But really just kind of an acceptance of, like, you know, looking around, life has not changed one bit. Still going to work the same way. Still the same places around me. People still acting the same. There's really no big impact. Everything that you might have feared in that first phase, it's not really happening. And that's kind of a big thing, is accepting that the world hasn't changed, because it's not real. Social media is not the real world. I mean, we know that it's fake as far as filters and whatever edits, you know, other edits you're making to your face or your body. And those have been brought up on other podcasts as well, because I was never a fan of that to begin with. But it's all fake. You're posting just the best photos of you, and you don't look like that all the time. You're posting the activities you're doing, and there are plenty of weekends where you're not doing a single thing and you're not posting because nobody would care that you're just living a normal life. You're only posting the vacations or the events, and it's not actually changing anything in the real world by not being a part of the fake one. And I would say that the third phase, and you know what, somebody out there might have broken this down way better than me. There probably actually are legitimate phases of this. This was just the three that I came up with in my experience. The third would be just finding the positives. So, you know, you go from accepting that, hey, nothing's really changed, to, wow, this has actually been such a great decision to remove it. So I would say the first thing would be you're able to be more present. And that is something that I have struggled with, and also struggled with just trying to figure out how to fix that problem of not really being present. And I think a lot of times if we're experiencing that, it probably is because of some sort of anxiety or worry or stress that's, you know, occupying your mind. And so, you know, You come back to the present because all you have is what is in front of you. And so if what's in front of you is social media, then yeah, you can't be present because you have no clue what's going on around you in the world. But if you don't have that phone to bring up to your face all the time, to be constantly scrolling in this fake world, you become present for where you're at. I mean, you notice nature. You notice what people are doing. Maybe you just want to sit and stare outside the window while you drink coffee or something, or sit on your porch. I don't know. But you're more present in the actual world instead of constantly being fed information from somewhere else that's not right in front of you. The next thing I would say is you're not doing anything with the intention of posting. I have probably fallen victim to this a few times over the years that I've had social media, but I do think that a lot of people struggle with this, where you want to go on trips and go to specific restaurants and coffee shops or wherever it may be, because you know you're going to get a cool picture there. And let's be real, some of the best restaurants and stuff, if you were to post it, people would probably not believe you just based off of looks. That might be some of the best food for them to eat. And yet you're missing out on it because you're picking the one that looks the best aesthetically and might not actually have the best food. choosing to do things solely for the aesthetic of it and what you're able to post, buying the clothes that are actually not your style. Maybe you don't even know what your style is. You haven't developed your own personal style because you are only getting the things that you think people will interact with and, you know, ask where you got it from. Maybe don't follow the micro trends. Just doing things because you want to do them for you. And wearing the things you want to wear for you. And not doing anything because you can put it on your Snapchat story or your Instagram story or take a cute pic while you're there. I mean, you can still take the pictures, but you don't have to make that the intention of why you do things anymore. I've taken plenty of photos over the time that I've gotten rid of social media, and I've been just as fine with them sitting in my camera roll and sharing them with a few friends and family than I would be with the stress of posting it and thinking, well, what if there aren't any likes? If you haven't turned off your like count, by the way, you should do that. But what if there aren't any likes, or, you know, what if there are no comments or no interaction with it? It doesn't matter. I would say another thing too is it not only, you know, being affected by trends, but if your personality and who you are or something that you want to become is more authentic and genuine, being on social media is not going to help you with that. You're constantly influenced by people, whether you follow influencers or not. You're going to be influenced by social media. And the only way to actually grow more authentically and more genuinely, some people may disagree with this, but I feel like the only way to truly get to the next level of being authentically you is to not have that kind of influence pushed in your face every single day. Let yourself, if you're going to be influenced by anything, let it be things that do make you more original and authentic and genuine as a person. You know, get your news from actual news sources. Actual journalism versus somebody on social media that is telling you the news through their perspective. We have forgotten fact checking. And I actually read a New York Times article on this during this no social media time, and that is so true. If I ask any of you listening if everything on the internet is true, you're going to say absolutely not. Of course, we all know you can't believe everything you read on the internet. So then why are you? I mean, just because somebody says that a certain thing is, oh, this is what's in now, or this is what's happening in the world, and this is what you should believe about these events or something. Well, where is the source? I mean, we're worried about this with AI, but what about with social media? How do you know that what you're seeing is actually true? And if you don't really know where to start with that, go for actual journalism. Support real journalism where they do have to fact check it. And if it's not based on fact, they have to say that it's an opinion piece. I mean, it's as easy as that. And then you can form your own opinions on things versus just, okay, everyone's posting this about this issue, I guess that's what I think too. Make your own opinion. I would say along the lines of that, there is not as much misinformation. And not to get too into politics, but have you seen everything that gets posted that's fake about Ukraine, about Israel? They're posting videos from video games and they're going viral as if they were actual videos of bombs going off. Is that not insane? And people are believing it. You have no way of knowing whether some of what you're seeing is true or not, unless it's from actual news. And let's be real, some of these news outlets are purely entertainment. I'm speaking from someone that has a conservative standpoint, and you're not going to catch me watching Fox News. That's my hot take for this episode. Sorry if you decide not to listen anymore from that point, but that's just all I have to say about that. I'm not going to listen to entertainment for actual news. maybe for entertainment purposes, but even then. Another benefit and a positive from social media, I would say, is there's no more pressure of urgency. I have started getting a newspaper delivered to me, and reading a Sunday newspaper that doesn't get delivered to me until Wednesday really does not affect anything about what I'm understanding about current events. There's really not that many things that you need to know the split second it happens. And I'm saying that more for the people that are constantly on Twitter or whatever it's called, X, I think. I'm just going to keep calling it Twitter. If you need a constant update on what is going to be at the top of your feed, I'm assuming that's how it works. Again, I've never even had Twitter, so I don't know 100%. But if you constantly need that next newest tweet to keep up with current events, that is a problem. You really don't need any of that right away. If it's, you know, okay, a shooter in your area or some serious issue, you probably need to get that from your local news station and get their app, watch the actual news, anything other than getting it from social media where you have to constantly be scrolling and be updated on all news topics at all times. It's never going to slow down. There will always be something new that just happened in that moment. I would say another thing is improved attention span. Now I'm speaking to the people that pick up their phones every single time the TV goes to commercial or something is still playing that you're watching on TV and you're watching a YouTube video along with it. I mean, you need to be concerned if you cannot sit through a movie anymore because you have to pick up your phone and scroll on social media. Your brain needs to be occupied with something new that much. That's really concerning because you probably can't even sit down and read a book anymore either, if I had to guess. The attention span thing is seriously a problem, too, for younger generations that are growing up more and more on these devices. But there are a lot of people that are just guilty of constantly picking it up just because they can't focus anymore on what they're doing. And that ties into the whole being present and, you know, there's nothing urgent that you need to be checking it for. And it is possible to improve those habits. Maybe you don't fully delete, but you just kind of get off of it a little bit. But that's something that you may want to look at, is if anything that you're doing is something that I'm mentioning here, maybe you do want to change it. The scrolling and the clicking out of boredom, you can fix that habit. So I want to just wrap up and say, I don't know, this, you know, unscripted means it's going to be a little bit, well, it's 100% off the cuff, but I just hope that this kind of gives you something to think about. I know that my boyfriend also has no social media. His dad decided to delete Facebook, and I'll share this because he'd probably share it with you too. He was amazed at how the people that he had as friends on Facebook, he realized were not really his friends. I mean, I think we all kind of know that, but do we really want to accept that deep down that we don't actually have 100+ friends, especially not 1,000+ friends that we're following? It's only 10, 15. I'm talking about close friends that you actually care about sharing these things in your life with, that if you delete social media, would you actually be sharing it with them? Would they be sharing anything with you? I mean, I know for me that there are a lot of people that I would have considered friends on social media that now they are not going to know anything that goes on with me because they're not going to actively try and keep up with me. And yes, I can put in, you know, some effort on my part, but you're not really in any sort of friendship or relationship with these people. I hope that you all got a little bit spooked when I said that I no longer have social media. And if you're hearing this, that's awesome because I don't have anything to promote this anymore. I'm not posting it on Instagram, that's for sure. So if you're here and, you know, you've already been listening to this podcast, awesome. I appreciate it. And if you're new here, I welcome you to keep listening because now I have more time on my hands to get back into this. And I've been just learning a lot more things organically, you know, actually reading paper. Yeah. As always, you know, if you do want to keep up with this podcast, you can follow along on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, wherever else you listen should be available. And hopefully you'll tune in for the next episode. See ya.